This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. With the 150 billion ringgit Pemulih aid package that was announced this week to help Malaysians and businesses cope with the current lockdown, the package outlined several measures targeted at supporting the business sector with the aim to reduce costs borne by employers, encourage digitalisation, as well as provide financial support and tax incentives. Some highlights include a six-month loan moratorium for all Malaysians subject to terms and conditions, and an improved version of the salary subsidy program at a rate of 600 ringgit for each worker for 4 months.
Most notably, the below 4,000 ringgit cap has been removed. Additional assistance under the Prihatin Special Grants 4.0 program, as well as one-off payments of 500 ringgit for micro SMEs in September and another one in November. At 150 billion ringgit, this is the largest package prepared by the government since the 250 billion ringgit Prihatin stimulus announced in March last year when the country first went into lockdown.
But the perennial question is it enough? And what more could have been done to better help, particularly SMEs, which have been suffering as a result of these lockdowns? So for more on this, this morning we're speaking with Chin Chee Siong, Vice President of the SME Association of Malaysia. Chin, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. So does the Pemulih package hit the mark in terms of helping SMEs, or are they just band-aids that aren't really doing much for businesses that are already dying?
Good morning. Good morning. First and foremost, we have to seriously look at the initiative taken by government this time to really look at the needs and the wants of the rakyat. I mean, for the Pemulih package, for the SMEs, for this round, in fact, we did 2 weeks ago ask together with the Federal Manufacturer in Malaysia, the FMM, who asked for a 200 billion aids should the lockdown continue. So from that, we can see that the new package now, the Pemulih, definitely it will help the businesses because some of the aids they're putting out have been taken into consideration of our requests as well as many industrial associations. For instance, like you have mentioned earlier, that the waste subsidy program, which have increased to 4 months from merely 1 month, and also with some other better condition and no capping, as well as the auto moratorium, which I think is a big help to the SMEs, you see, because the fact that after 1 year plus 18 months or so, the cash is running low, very much low for the SMEs who is constantly affected by the close down, open, you know, all sort of issue they face. And with that, the cash into the companies to operate, especially on continuing for the next couple of months, which we expect the situation will be only better in the month of November till December, and a storm ahead. But with the various packages, aids that put forward now, it gives us a breather. It gives the SME some breather, some breathing space, and then really look into other means to keep on going. I think this is very important. We believe this round has, even though not achieved what we asked for, but it's close to what we want the capability.
I just want to dive into one point that you talked about. One of the highlights here is the wage subsidy program, right? So that's been expanded, so it's no longer capped to 4,000 ringgit and will go on for 4 months. How important is this for SMEs? Could you give us a little bit of like context here?
I think SMEs feel this is a very good move for us. If you look at the salary range, of course, for some, this B40 or even some of the jobs out there, they may not have reached the above 4,000 mark, which I said earlier. But right now, there are so many other companies, especially on the ICT industry. If you are in ICT industry, you know, hiring a person, even a new graduate, will cost you 3,000 to 4,000. So if you have probably 20 staff for IT company, which more than half of them are having salary above 40, then you don't gain anything for the waste subsidy program. So this cap, this taking out the capping will really help. And not that this company don't suffer during this time, and everyone is suffering. So this is really what have a lot of this technology-based and also ICT company when the wages are high.
Well, we're still charting more than 5,000 cases a day, despite, I think, after 2 months of lockdown or semi-lockdown. And it seems like your members should be prepared for the long haul. I mean, this is not going to go away so quickly. What other more sustainable measures could the government consider to support SMEs going forward, at least for the next for the rest of the year?
I think there are many things that we want the governments to look into. It's number one. It's, we look at this current situation, look at the numbers, or look at any other country. The only way to help to resolve our current issue is to have achieved the herd immunity, number one, also to open up economy. Right now, if we're going to continue lockdown economy, of course, there are people argue essential, non-essential, you know, why non-essential, not open, you know, all those questions is asked. It's very important is you must have a strong and proper SOPs. If you you see, now in Klang Valley and in Malaysia, we have almost 5% close to two shot. You know, they have fully inoculated. So why don't they allow these people to come in, to dine in, for instance, or to do take your haircut if the place is safe? You see, with the technology, the adoption of technology today, we can in fact track everyone if they are of low risk or they are of have a certification of fully vaccinated. So we should taking more consideration of slowly open our economy. Don't just look at non-essential, essential, and you just classify it by your own. And we expect the government to take more initiative to engage with the industry association, to the people who is facing the issue, to the real industry owner, that they will know what is the problem, what they can do to help, and what can they putting, helping to do the number now. You see, the number, it will never go down without the help of everybody. But just the government alone, we have seen that it is not enough. So we have to do both parts. They have to engage with us and then open up economy. That's the only solution.
So, Chee Siong, I mean, what is your outlook for the rest of 2021 now that these initiatives have come into play? Are we still expecting more closures of SMEs? And if so, how many?
Yeah, we have. In fact, I have made out some press statement as well during before the announcement of lockdown, and also our president, as Dr. Michael Kang, had mentioned that they are estimated about 50,000 SME will close down if they continue or locking down going on, which is happening now, and with no end in sight. In fact, it's just an estimation that by November or end or early December, the situation is getting better, but we don't know. So that's why we want the government to look into open up certain economy bits by bits. Because there is also a good news. I think yesterday we heard that the PM say probably will open up a certain sector or allows a certain thing of a certain sector to operate with fully vaccinated persons in, or they can prove that they are safe. Right. So what we will foresee with the rate going now, the 50,000 SME will still close down unless we put a strong effort, you know, MKM through the government really take into consideration of our pain, sit down with the industries, the association, the people, the riot, and work out what best for the SOPs to allow slow opening of the economy. That's the only way. Because the other part is the vaccination, right? And our Minister KJ have mentioned that we can achieve the numbers that herd immunity that we want unless the amounts of vaccine coming in and time is what they have ordered and what they have committed. But this, the fact that definitely there's some delay. So we wouldn't expect everything will be end by end November or December. We expect everything will only go normal by next year, or early right. next year. So it's tough.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Chin. And that was Chin Chee Siong, Vice President of the SME Association of Malaysia. And you know, I really feel for them. I do. As you said, it's tough. 50,000 SMEs still expected to close, even with the aid that has been given, just as a result of the fact that our economy, so much of it is still closed.
Yeah, it feels like, yes, I understood why we used the hammer early on, a blunt instrument to kind of deal with this. But 16 months on, it really feels like we should be using a scalpel more often to deal with this issue instead of going back to the old tools that don't have as ineffective or as much nuance that is needed.
But in the course of, you know, attempting to reopen the economy, I feel like it's worth mentioning also that even those who have been fully vaccinated, it's still no guarantee that you won't get COVID-19. So until perhaps more of the population is fully vaccinated, we will still have to be careful. But then, of course, what does that mean for our SMEs? Lots of outstanding questions still. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.